This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Yeah, look, I've had a long association with the Mossman Mill. It goes back to the early 1970s when we first arrived in Port Douglas. Our first acquisition was the cane farm on the corner of the Port Douglas Road and the Cook Highway. And a little later we acquired a couple of other cane farms, and later on we assisted the mill in terms of money contributed when things were looking pretty tough for the mill. It was great that in 2002, I think it was, they'd ceased operation of the Ballyhooly steam train. It just wasn't viable. And so we acquired the rolling stock of the owned by the mill, along with the station and platform here at in Port Douglas, at the marina, of course.
So you had an association with the trains. You took over the trains. Now, had you not taken them over, what do you think would have happened to them?
Unfortunately, I think they would have... they were not in good order when we acquired them, and they just would have deteriorated, and unfortunately, leaving rolling stock and out in the weather, and they would have deteriorated further. It was certainly a great time to acquire them, and at that point we had the wherewithal and the interest and desire to get them back on track again and running again.
And that's exactly what you did. And of course the Ballyhooly train was born here, and we had the railway station, and you've been running it ever since. And then of course today, the big announcement. Can you tell everybody what is going down today?
Yeah, look, I'm delighted with the decision that we've jointly made with the combined clubs. I think they're a perfect fit for what we want to do, and we've always, in recent times particularly, we were looking at forming a trust or some way that we could keep the train running when I depart the scene.
Well, let's hope that's not for a while, John.
I do too.
Basically, what you've said is, I bequeath the engines, the rolling stock, the carriages to the combined club.
We're gifting to the combined clubs, and then we are leasing the choo-choos at the marina restaurant to the club.
Okay, you are getting on, that's fine, but you're a very, very fit man at the moment. You've probably got a lot of years, and you're always here on a daily basis. You're a hard worker. Why now? Why at this very moment, 2019, October?
I think it's a great time to do it. And as you say, look, I'm planning to be around, and I certainly plan to continue to liaise with the combined clubs to ensure that the Ballyhooly Rail becomes even more successful than it is right now. And I think that the combined clubs have a great opportunity to do that, and will do that.
Now, I believe that the vote was taken at the club by the committee, and it was unanimous.
Yes, which I'm obviously delighted to hear that, yeah. Yeah, there's no reason why they won't continue to operate for many, many years ahead.
So here it is, Wednesday, a big day in your life. How do you feel right now?
I feel great to think that this has happened, and I can take a back step, of course, but I still want to make sure that I'm involved in as much as any help that I can give the club in making this the success that I'm sure it's going to be would be great for me.
John Morris wanted to give a legacy to the community and hand over the Ballyhooly. He sees the combined club as the ideal organisation to take it over. Hence, we're in negotiations now to go ahead and work together to finalise over the next month or two.
So you'll have the engines, there's four of them, including steam and carriages as well.
Well, we've got a golf club, so all we're doing is adding a train set to it.
I think it's a fantastic move, and you'll be running the train. You'll keep on the same staff, John tells me.
Yes, we are. Again, it's part of the deal. You know, the train set, is that what we're going to call it from now on? The big train set. The train set obviously is not a financially positive business. However, as part of the deal, we're also taking over choo-choos at the marina. So we'll be able to do a little bit more from community point of view, a club point of view, members' point of view. So it's a win-win, I think.
How would you change the choo-choos? I mean, at the moment it's just run as a cafe with staff. Do you have some ideas?
Too early at this stage. At this stage, we'll continue to treat it as a cafe because it's well liked in the community. But we'll look at it next year, especially come the season. From a member's point of view, we want to have that as an opportunity for members to go and utilise that facility. So whether we upmarket a little bit more to more of a restaurant and possibly open at night so members can either go bistro at the club or go to the marina and have a lovely, not so much a la carte, but have a bit extra in their dining experience.
John was saying that he first approached you and approached the club because he felt that your business structure was very solid. How do you react to that?
I've got to agree with him, not because of me, but because we have a very good management committee that are focused on the business. You know, I've been fortunate enough over the last 8 years having such a good board focused on a business and not focused on individual, what they see as you know, getting involved. They allow me to manage a club and, you know, when I took it to them and said, "Here, this is what John is looking at," they just seen the fit.
John, of course, it goes right back, and he wanted to talk about that with me, was the mill. Right back when they got into a bit of trouble and those trains had to be saved. I mean, they could have ended up on the scrap heap, and he saved those, and now passing it on to you guys as well. So, John Morris, I mean, he is a very humble man, but he is the father of tourism up here, and what a mighty effort. What a man who just loves the community and puts his money where his mouth is.
Over the years, I believe he's put a lot of money into acquiring the whole system and keep it going. And, you know, I think it's the onus is on us to take his legacy and make sure it continues. If not, you know, grow it a bit more. But at the end of the day, it's his legacy that's coming to the community.
And I guess, too, you're having a bit of a name change for the combined club, which will fit in even better with it, won't it, as far as the name is concerned?
We have our AGM on Sunday morning, and one of the motions being put forward is to change the name of the club. People see us as numerous things, from services club to an RSL club, and really what we are is a community sports club. Hence, the name changing is the Douglas Community and Sports Club. So again, now I can understand how everything's starting to come together from where we're looking at going and why John picked us as the ideal organisation to take over the Ballyhooly.
Absolutely. Now the train itself, have you got any ideas for the train to expand at all?
Being a not-for-profit organisation, there is opportunities there at a federal, state and hopefully from a council level to be able to do a little bit more. You know, John mentioned a few things about, you know, pushing one or two of the trains over to Mossman and doing mill tours and things like that. You know, again, a lot of work to be done before we can get there, but we'll certainly be looking at all those things.
That'd be exciting. Imagine the train running over in Mossman and possibly coming up to the Mossman Golf Club. That would open up this club to an amazing opportunity.
Look, I think, what about a jazz tour? Jazz in the middle carriage, glasses of champagne as we go along. Oh, there's a lot of things we can be doing.
Well, I think it's exciting, so congratulations to you and the club. And thank you for listening to John Morris when he came and approached you. And it sounds like a great decision.
Everyone keeps saying it's a great fit for us, and I think that says it all.